Turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. We have another incident in the life of the prophet Elisha that gives us an example of prayer. And it is it's interesting the way the details unfold. And so the situation is that the king of Syria was, of course, periodically waging battle with the king of Israel. The king of Israel at this time is the son of Ahab, so not a godly man. But the prophet Elisha was giving the king of Israel messages about where the Syrians would be as they entered the land for a raid or whatever. Elisha was informing the king of Israel so he could be aware and protect himself and so on. And so the king of Syria is a tiny bit bothered by this. And so he calls his men to him and says, "Will one of you tell me which one is for the king of Israel?" He was assuming that there was a spy among them. So one of them, they replied to him that no, verse 12, "None of us is for Israel, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber," and which I'm sure is not literally true, but makes the point. And so he says, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And so it was told him, "Behold, he is in Dothan." Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host encompassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And so here we have the setting that is presented to us. So you've got all of this army, basically, horses, chariots, soldiers circling the city, came upon them in the nighttime, so it would have been a surprise, and so on. And here the servant of Elisha is greatly alarmed by this. And he raises the question, what shall we do? How shall we do? And Elisha's response, verse 16, is very helpful for us even today. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And so here, of course, in this situation, it's a literal army, and they are great in number. And on his own, the servant of Elisha and Elisha, what could they do? It's two of them. Of course, there would have been others in the city and so on. But nonetheless, what are you going to do with the whole city surrounded by an enemy army? And so Elisha notes that this would be quite naturally a cause of fear. And that is true even for us. Sometimes what we can see is a cause for fear. And we, fortunately, though some around the world, have literal armies that are facing them as well. For us, it's not a literal army, but there are things that we do face. Some circumstances can be greatly troubling for us, and even on a spiritual level, as we face the challenges of walking with the Lord and the temptations to sin, that present themselves to us. We are mindful of the weakness of our flesh from a spiritual standpoint, and that may be all of that cause for fear. And so the assuring word from God is fear not. And the reason given is that they that be with us are more than our enemy. Okay, so there's more on our side than on the side of the enemy. And then we have Elisha praying. Verse 17, Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord did that. The Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And what did he see? Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And so here you've got the Syrian army surrounding the city, but surrounding Elisha, the man of God, you have a heavenly army, right? Just amazing. Horses and chariots of fire. And so here we have Elisha praying that the fearful servant, that the Lord would open his eyes so that he could see. And with the objective, of course, that seeing would quiet his fear, would calm his spirit, would enable him to trust the Lord and rest, right, in the Lord and his provision and protection. And so it is, you know, quite an incredible experience, I'm sure, for that young man to see what he saw. What is interesting is Elisha, we aren't told whether Elisha saw literally, but he certainly trusted, and there's no indication that he was fearful. And so Elisha is demonstrating the confidence and trust in the Lord, and he's praying that his servant would be enabled to have that same confidence and trust. And in this case, it's through giving him sight of the spiritual reality that was protecting them, these horses and chariots of fire. But it's interesting, when you look down to verse 20, it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. So he's praying the same thing. But what he's praying right now is for the Syrian army. And the reason he's praying that is because in between, he prayed a different prayer. Verse 18. When they, that is the Syrians, came down to him, to Elisha, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Right? So what is so interesting here is, you know, here's this army that was causing fear in the servant. He prays that the servant's eyes would be open. The Lord opens his eyes. He sees the horses and chariots of fire protecting. And then he prays that the Lord would smite the enemy with blindness. Now, what's interesting is this was an unusual blindness, because they could see enough to follow Elisha. Notice what comes after. Verse 19, Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And then it's when they're in Samaria, so he's taken them to the capital where the king is. that he prays that now that the Lord would open their eyes. So it's an unusual blindness. It obviously wasn't a full blindness. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to follow him. But it was, for the moment, enough to perhaps, you know, I don't know, some kind of a stupor almost, where they could easily be directed by Elisha. And so he brings them into the city of Samaria. He then prays that the Lord would open their eyes. Verse 20, the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away. And they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. So this marauding and so on came to a close. However, they then later actually came and besieged Samaria. And on that occasion, there's this great famine, and so bad that people are eating their children. The account goes on to talk about that. And what is interesting is that this is the same army, the Syrian army, that was surrounding Elisha, and that Elisha had every confidence that the Lord was able to provide. But the wicked king of Samaria, the king of Israel, wicked man, didn't have that same trust in the Lord, and obviously hadn't been following the Lord. So it's a whole different outcome, and we'll perhaps consider that in a separate message. But this idea that presents itself to us here, with the fear from what the servant sees, Elisha prays that God would open his eyes, that he might see God's provision, and his fear is quieted. And again, that testimony, fear not, verse 16, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. This is a reality, a truth that a number of years later, King Hezekiah understood. If you turn forward with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 32, here it is not the king of Syria, but it's the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria conquered Syria, conquered Israel, the northern kingdom, and now had come to Judah, to the southern kingdom. Hezekiah is now king. And notice Hezekiah's counsel to his people. Chapter 32, he makes various provisions. Okay, the first part of the chapter identifies various provisions that he makes. But then, verse 6, he set captains of war over the people, gathered them together in the street of the gate of the city, and spoke comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the result was that the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Okay. So in this case, you've got a similar issue, similar situation, literal army surrounding, very powerful army, and yet these words of comfort. on this occasion, there's no opening of the eyes so that they see the chariots of fire and the horses of fire. But they're resting nonetheless. They're doing it by faith. They're trusting by faith, right? Their king is reminding them, the Lord is with us. And in this case, of course, Hezekiah is a godly king. His father was a wicked man, but Hezekiah, day one of his reign, he starts cleansing the temple, he reinstitutes the Passover, he's a godly man, and seeking the Lord and desiring to serve the Lord and honor the Lord. And so he's got this confidence in the Lord, and he communicates reassurance to his people and encourages them to trust the Lord. The Lord is greater than any enemy that we would face. And so here on this occasion, the people, though they don't see as Elisha's servant saw, they're trusting the Lord. So I think we've got these two Old Testament situations as interesting examples. The one with that prayer, Lord, open his eyes that he might see. And in Hezekiah's case, just trusting by faith. Okay. And so it's interesting to me when you come forward to the New Testament, to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. John has already, in this short epistle, been talking about antichrists, those that are against Christ, those who are opposed to Christ. He has pointed out already that such people who deny Christ and so on are present. They were present in his day. Obviously, they're still present today. And here in chapter 4, he says, verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of an antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. And then he says, Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so here he's talking about false prophets and false teachers, false spirits, if you will. And so what is clearly before us is not a physical enemy as such, but a spiritual enemy. Obviously, they're, you know, the prophets were human beings, but it wasn't that they were taking up literal swords and spears and armaments against the believers, but there was this spiritual warfare that they were engaging in. And again, the assurance comes to us that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so there are many things that we may face that may cause us to fear. They may be literal situations. They may be spiritual situations. Either way, greater is he that is with us than he that is with them, or they that are with them, right? And so the encouragement would come to us that we would open our eyes of faith, and trust in the Lord, right? That we would truly come to rest in him and allow his peace to guard our hearts and minds. This is something, again, that prayer of Elisha, I don't think is for us to pray that, you know, hoping to see chariots and horses of fire. But Elisha's prayer, Hezekiah's words of comfort, John's exhortation are all here for us to lay hold of by faith. God has not changed. He is the same. And in general, people haven't changed. Our situations are the same, right? That which strikes fear in the heart is the same. But let us come to trust in the Lord, right? So I don't know what it is that will be a potential cause of fear in your heart. But I do know what the answer is, right? That we would come to the Lord and that we would trust in the Lord and that we would truly understand that the Lord is greater and he is able to provide for us in our need. He is able to protect. He is able to see us safely through. And even if the safely through is right into his presence, all the better, right? And so we have a great God, and he is greater than any enemy that could ever present itself to us, be it however many of them, be it however strong of them they are, be it however wise and cunning and crafty they are, the Lord is greater, and we can safely trust in him. And so I would encourage you to do so.